So we're holding still at the tail end of Kedusha. It's on the page 85. So let's briefly sum up a minute what we said, and then we'll try to understand a little bit further. We explained that in Kedusha there's three inyanim. There's Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. That's one. And that's something which is a... Okay. Which one is something which... Kedusha consists of three legs: Kaddish, Kaddish, Baruch Kved Hashem, and Yimloch. Those are the three inyanim that Kedusha is. We explain that it's the Shir Malachim, and we emulate the Shir Malachim. Malachim emulate us. Let's explain what it means, the Shir Malachim, and in what sense are we working with it. Malachim are the beings lemala that are mashpia lemata. So the chibur of lemala lemata goes through malachim. That's why a malach is a shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a malach comes from upstairs and ends up downstairs. That's the mahalach of a malach. So malachim are the transition from anything that goes lemala lemata. So in let's say Psuke de Zimra or in normal shira, we say shir about the world around us. We look around the world, us, and we say, you know, it's a wonderful world. It's fantastic. It's chachma. It's beautiful, and everything is very wonderful. That's the mahalach of kedusha of Psuke de Zimra. Sure. In Yotzar and in Shemoneh Esrei, we're able to find a much deeper shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is not a Kaddish Baruch Hu as he functions within this world, but a Kaddish Baruch Hu as he's mashpia into the world. New things that come lemala lemata, that's the world of Malachim. In order to have that, you need three stages. In order to be mashpia from one to another, let's give an example. Let's say I know something, and I'm trying to teach it to you. So what you know, you know. That's it. You know, you can think about what you know. So, but if I'm trying to teach you, I know something, I need to put it into a format, whether it's the right diburim, writing, remiza, and bring it over, and then it's supposed to land by you, and you're supposed to digest it and dehear it, be mekabel it, be shomea. So you have a transition going from the mashpia, Be'etzim, the hashpa, and the mushpa. So anything that has to do with a malach, every malach needs three points. A malach is a shliach. He needs the mishaleach to be a malach. He needs to be a shliach. And he needs a nishlach. He needs somebody, a makabel, to get it from. That is the Shir Malachim. So malachim have three psukim that we associate with it. Kaddish, Kaddish, Baruch Kvoid, and Yimloch Hashem Lolo. Those three psukim are going to convey to us that type of Shavach Kaddish Baruch. Let's understand each element. Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish is a Kaddish Baruch Hu as he is beyond. That's the first point. So we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it is that we have over here, what we know over here, it's nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzem is the only way I can be marked HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the beyond. That's Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. Like Maral said before, last time, three Madregas of Kedusha, each one further away than the other one, and basically not Shaykh at all. One. Two. Baruch Kved Hashem Im Koymoi. So let's take a look at the Maral over here. He brings from a moral near mitzvah. Mashe mekabel ha'olam kvoid ha'shchina. It's on page 85 on the left side. Mashe mekabel ha'olam kvoid ha'shchina. Ein olam mekabel rak dvar ma mikvoidei. We only get some of his kavod. Ve'en yochel lekabel kol kvodo. And we saw before, the moral says, Nerachayim, Moloichol arz kvoidei means the world is full of his kavod, but not that his kavod in entirety fills the world. It's like if I say, let's give a simple mashal. Let's say somebody's a benefactor of mine. person's a great millionaire, and he's given me money to buy a house, a car, and tchotchkes, and whatever it is. So I can make a statement. I walk around and say, you know, everything here is his. Everything that I have here is this Gevir's. But that doesn't mean that this is the sum total of what he possesses. It's the other way around. Moloch ala'aretz kvodo doesn't mean the world packs in his entire covet. It means whatever there is in the world is of his, but it's not his. That's what the moral emphasizes. Masha mekabel ilum kved ha'shchina, eino lo mekabel rak dvar ma mekvodei. Ve'nyochel ekabel kol kvodei. Vodeima la'avuka, she'ha'or sholit b'chol ha'shemen, ve'n ha'shemen mekabel kol ha'or. So it means everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in no way is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to add another point, and a point to sort of to bring out the point I was trying to say about what Baruch Hashem Mekomo is. And it's not an easy thing to understand. But if we're going to define the word makom, it's going to need to have that definition. What does it mean? Baruch kvod Hashem mimekomo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's kavod comes. So he says pshat. It means from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. What does mimekomo mean? From his place. What exactly are we talking about? The Nefesh HaChayim speaks about this in one of his sha'arim, about how we define HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Makom. We call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekomo, Baruch HaMakom. We say Baruch HaMakom in the Haggadah. We say HaMakom Menachem Eschem. And Chazal says, it's a Medrash. Lama Nik HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makom, Shu Mekomo Shal Olam, and so on. Melamed, Vayifka Vayolin Balailu, Vayifka BaMakom, Vayifka BaMakom Yolin Balailu. So Rashi, it's a Chazal say, Melamed, Shakarish Baruch Hu Mekomo Shalolom, Veina Olam Mekomo. So what does it mean when we speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hadhaga as Makom? And the truth is, in Tefillah, Makom is really, really the critical piece. We say a person should be Kaveya Makom, the Tefillosai. Our Tefillah needs to be El HaMakom. The tefillah is ba'al ha-makom hazeh. Tefillah requires makom. Torah requires no makom. Torah is anywhere. There's no place in the world that is the center of learning. Yes, every yeshiva feels it is the center of learning, and it's a big Torah center. But halachically, you can actually learn any place. You just unpack your bags and you learn. In tefillah, you need to face a place. So what's the pshat over here? What is the makom when we're talking about tefillah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's give a mashal. Imagine you have this huge. I'm thirsty. So I tell whoever it is, my parents, the waiter, the whoever it is, I'm thirsty. So he says, great. He takes me outside. There's this huge water tank. And he says, there's as much water as you possibly want in the tank over here. I say, that's great. Would you have a can opener, maybe? Where do I connect to the water tank? Don't tell me there's as much water as you want. I need a place to connect. In other words, my connection to something is going to be at a particular spot, not anything else. So when we speak about Kadosh Baruch Hu being infinite, me and the infinite have nothing in common. I can't draw from infinite. If a person will ask me, it's like everything else, waves fill the atmosphere. I can't connect to that. I need an appliance. I need something. I need a gateway. It has to go through some sort of. The Pchinas Mokoyim is where specifically do I connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I need to put it into a framework or else I can't connect to it. That's called Mokom. So Chazal emphasize when they say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekom HaShem Olam Mekomo means it's not as if we are the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a nekuda through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects us, and that's a Mokrim Kodesh. In other words, the vehicle to connect is by being mitzamtzimit to a specific place. If I say, you know, you got to learn from this person. Why? He's just brilliant. He knows everything, everywhere, all the time. Okay? I can't connect to that. I need someone who can teach me. Teaching means he can take his knowing everything all over the place, this and that, and put it into a sentence and a paragraph and something finite. The hechetimtza for the infinite to become finite and therefore usable and accessible to me is called makom. So where's the makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I am mekayem kvaydei. I need that portal that I can get, because if it's everything everywhere all the time is absolutely useless. It's meaningless. Let's give an example. I take out a Sefer Torah, and I say, in this Sefer Torah, you have all and every wisdom of the world. And the guy is very impressed. He says, "Wow, could you explain it to me?" So I'll tell you the truth. Anytime I'll say something, I'm always limiting it, because I can only say so many words. I only know so much, and I'm talking about one specific topic. This is like infinite. So you're really losing out by listening to me. Just sort of look at the Sefer Torah as infinite. It doesn't have much out of that. I mean, it's not going to give him anything because it's infinite. I remember, this is going back to, it must be 71. I was in for a Shabbos in Be'er Yaakov, and Rav Volba was speaking. He was speaking in Shiva, I don't know, Shabbos afternoon, maybe Shabbos, I don't know when it was, but he was speaking on Shabbos Yiva, and he was speaking about the Alpayim Tohu before Torah. So he said, the Alpayim Tohu before Torah doesn't mean that there was no Kedusha. I don't remember exactly how he proved it, I can't remember, but he said it was an infinite amount of Kedusha, which is also something we can relate to. And he said, Lemoshul, he started to stutter his voice, Lemoshul. He says, Shabbos, infinite amount of Kedusha, least amount of learning. He said, because we don't do well with infinite amount of Kedusha. We do a lot better when the Kedusha comes like in a size, in a package. So that Nekuda, the Nekuda that I can be shy after is called Makom. If you tell me, it's just like, one guy says Yom Kippur is a very holy day. I do tshuva for Yom Kippur, it's not right. This is all that. But if a guy says, well, every day should be a holy day because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same every day, so that would become useless for me. Every place in the world is holy because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over the place. That's useless to me. I need a makom Hashem Elof Kodesh Hu, El HaMakom, and so on. So makom is the gateway. It's by limiting it to a specific place, I'm actually creating a gate for Hashpa. So Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimekoymoy is the middle madrega. It's just like a malach. Every malach is limited. Rafael deals only with Rafur. And Gavriel deals with giving Rishayim their Einish. And Michael is the Sarak Lal Yisrael, and so on. All of these limitations make it accessible. And the same way, when I say, okay, we're not going to talk about the infinity of Torah. We're going to talk about Parshas Mishpatim, and not all Parshas Mishpatim, every. And we're going to start with the first halacha, and we'll learn this halacha, and let me explain it to you the way I understand it. I've limited it severely, but I was able to mashpia something. Okay, so that's the second phase. Yimloich, let's talk about Yimloich. And that's the third phase of it. If we ask ourselves, we have a dilemma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, and we are, and the hashpa we get is finite. So, in a certain sense, we sort of have what's the right word for it? We've taken down a Kadosh Baruch Hu a notch. We've been able to get good hashpah, but how do we relate to the infinity of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? You know, this water tank has an infinite amount of water, but I've made one hole that's 5 centimeters in circumference or radius, and that's it. So I've taken it down. I've taken a Kadosh Baruch Hu and I've reduced it to 613 mitzvahs, and that's it. So how do I restore? Where am I able to put back some element of infinity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that the tzura surface, the end tzura of it, becomes a true to where it's coming from? So the answer is as follows. One of our animaimens is Shezeis HaTorah Lo Teh Mukhlefes, that the Torah is not going to be exchanged. It's true because for practical reasons, if we could change the Torah, we would change it every other day to suit ourselves. And you know, like all the people who talk about Emunah explain that by being able to change Torah, you just make it as convenient as it can and whatever you want. You know, that's a very practical reason. Yeah, you want to. There's another reason. There's not another reason. There's a deeper understanding. Things that be'etzem, that exist be'etzem, should have no limitations on their metzias. Let's give an example. Let's say I tell a person, in order to live, you need to eat X or Y or Z. You need to take these antibiotics or else you're not going to live. Now, this person takes the antibiotics, this, but in a month from now, he doesn't take the antibiotics and he lives very fine. Many other people don't take the antibiotics and they're fine. The answer is, because that statement was true only because he had an infection. It wasn't be'etzim true. Another person, I tell, if you're not going to run a mile a day, you're not going to live. Other people don't run a mile, they live. The answer is, because it's a chetimtza place for the heart to be healthy. If a person has a healthy heart, he doesn't need it. And it's not true. In other words, every time I have a statement that is not always true, it means that the statement is not an essential statement. It's rather a circumstantial statement. If I tell a person, you know, you better breathe, because if you don't breathe, you're not going to live, that statement is absolute. Because since we define living by breathing, somebody who's not breathing can't be living. So whenever I define something in essence, I've defined something that's a metzias. In science, when they have different, they work at different laws, and then they'll see a law that works very, very well, and then all of a sudden a certain place doesn't work. So the structured mind calls it a special case of a general rule. In other words, water will extinguish fire. That's true, but since some fires water makes only worse, I need to explain the principle. There's a principle there, because water extinguishes most fires really well, and some it doesn't. So I need to understand that fire needs a certain temperature. Water can bring the temperature down, but since some fires, it's not that the water be'etzem extinguishes fires, but it does a certain pull. I need to structure in a way where it's things that are emes forever are means that we've struck something that is shayach to the etzem etzias. And this has no bounds or limitations because it's be'etzem correct. So if I give a person good advice, let's say this advice is good advice for the person. It's only a gear for the person. It's only a gear in the circumstances that he's at. If the advice hits home more to human nature, it will affect many more people, perhaps for most of their lives. It may not affect people in generations to come, because I haven't tapped into a basic human point. I've tapped into something that was true now, and it's part of a much bigger picture. Torah itself comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since Torah itself taps into the etzem mitzias of the world, it carries no limitations. It's not the pshat just, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Geizer and we have to listen to it. It's a description of what Torah is. It's tapping into the nitzchias and into things that are forever. So for us, the only infinity that we could tap into is non-ending. So let's say I tell you I have a big reservoir of water. It's an infinite reservoir of water. It means nothing to me. I don't know what that means. It's certainly not even very useful. So now I put a spigot, I put a faucet on it, and I say, Rabbeisai, as long as you keep the faucet open, the water will never stop. That's it. You don't have to worry about a water bill, you don't have to worry about water anymore. Maybe flood insurance would be good. But other than that, the water is not going to end. So for me, the definition of Ein Sof can be realized in Zman, not in Makom. Not that I live forever, but the tfisa of something unending is that it's not going to end in Zman. All encompassing is something I can't really deal with, but never ending. Klal Yisrael, there's this foreigner that says, this week said actually, Goy Kaddish. Klal Yisrael is a Goy Kaddish. What's a Goy Kaddish? He says, those things that are nitzchias are Kaddish. If the reason why Klal Yisrael has lasted for so long, it's not only a hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's kept us alive, but the truth that we represent. Romans were very, very powerful, and in a certain context, Romans were invincible. Nazis were invincible in a certain context. Greeks were invincible in a certain context. The Catholic Church was invincible in a certain context. In certain contexts, they were primary. But they represented an aberration, a something in that fit a special niche, a special time, a special place, and it cannot last. So nitzil, that's over here. So let's recap this. So Kedusha is an extraordinary shevach. It's the shevach of the malachim, meaning, whereas the other Psukah de Zimra and most other Shiras Yisbachos deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he has revealed himself in our world. So we look around and halu called tzva lo shem shoyach or al shmei shemayim and al shemayim and so on and so forth. That's one darg of shevach. Malachim go from there to here, and for us to be able to latch onto malachim is extraordinary. And let's make it even sharper than that. Chazal, when we say yotzar and kedusha. We say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Malachim say Kedusha, we would love to say Kedusha also. The Gemara says the Malachim wait for us to say Kedusha when we're saying Kedusha. Because Klal Yisrael has a mila of a Malachim in both directions. We can go much further higher than a Malach, and we touch the material world in a much more material way than Malach does. So Malachim are just constant. Malachim are always doing exactly what they're supposed to do. They're there and they're here and everything in between. But we can be bigger than Malachim. Klal Yisrael, Sheirish is higher than Malachim. Bracious, which was supposed to go racious. Malachim waited two more days till they came into this world. And we go till the end of the Bria. Malachim don't. Malachim have a slot in the middle and that's it. But a very crucial slot. We say Kedusha, we ask to say the Kedusha of the Malachim. So, we say Nekada Shimcha Ba'olam, Keshem Shemakdishim Shimcha Mishmei Morom. We want to be Mekadosh in this world the way Malachim are Mekadosh L'mal. We want to be able to say that Kedusha. It's an extraordinary expression. If we would think something we were saying, we would have a hard time saying it. You know, it's the chutzpah. I get up to say, I mean, Ribbono Shel Olam, I have Cheshik to give you the same Shira as Malachim do. Those words are extraordinary words. So we start. So the Shira. So since the Ma'os of Malachim is the Chibur of the Olam Ha'Elyon Shebelyonim Vakadosh Baruch Hu to the Olam Atachon Atonim, Kedusha is going to have three parts. It's going to have first the understanding that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lamala lamala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is be'etzem, beyond anything we say about him, because every single nekuda we're going to grab onto, we're going to be limiting it. So we say really the reservoir of water is infinite. And then we say Baruch Kvod Hashem Komo. Kvod Hashem comes from a specific nekuda, and we're trying to tap into that. That's really what Malachim do. So I say that there needs to be a special nekuda here, a place, and that place becomes the makom for tefillah, and it becomes the sheirish of tefillah, and that's one of the reasons why, for instance, when we daven, why don't we do a short daven and say Baruch Shalom, I need everything. Just check all the above. I was almost standing with a chassan from yeshiva. He was a little bit of a lebedik chassan, and he was looking at the al-chetz, they had to say. So I told him, you know, at the end of the al-chetz, there's a box that says check all the above. So go straight to that one. Why don't we just say, Ribbono Shel Olam, give everything? The answer is because everything means nothing. You know, if I tell one of the first elementary rules in compliment time, if you tell somebody, you ate somebody, you say everything was great, it's nice. It doesn't mean all that much. Persons say, you know, he gives some sort of specific description, you know, he's more detailed, it means more. So even though theoretically he didn't say everything's great, but he said, you know, the cholent was rivals Shalmez's cholent. That's a major compliment. It means something. There's some sort of shaykhist it. So Baruch Kvod Hashem Koimoy is the limiting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a specific area which allows for us to tap into. That's called the Bechinas Mokrim, and that's why Tefillah requires a makom kavua, and we mispalel to the makom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated, and the whole world of Tefillah has makom. Then we remechabit, and we say when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shefa comes through that portal into our world, it will once again assume some quality of Nitzchias that's true of that Kaddish Kaddish through a different venue, through the Nitzchias Shabbat. So Yimloch Hashem La'olam Alakayach Tzin L'dor V'dor is the Seif Tikkun of that Mahalach. So Ketushin itself is an extraordinary Tefillin Bakasha. And by the way, you know, the stuff we say in the middle is really kind of ancillary. I mean, by us we say it, the chazan is also the singing. The real kedusha is these three things: kaddish, kaddish, baruch kved Hashem, yimloch. The different later doras gave settings for it. So the kaddish of the weekday, they have one setting to it. The kaddish of Shabbos, another setting, and so on. Yeah, these are all minor parts. People the chazan that really does his work on the Ozbekol Rashgadl or Mimkomcha, whatever it is. Those are just introductory phrases. You ask people, it says Kadava Amo Bashir Zechadav Mashiach Tzidkecha. What is it referring to? Where did David say it? You know, and everybody sits and thinks about it and they try to figure out, you know. Okay, where did he say it? And everybody scratches their head and runs off to look at it. It's the introduction to Yimloch. That's what the whole paragraph is. The whole paragraph is Mimkomcha is the introduction to Yimloch. It's just a nice introduction to present Yimloch. That's all it is. It's okay, good. We'll hold it here.